From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Five states are holding Republican primaries today. Mitt Romney's expecting victories in all of them. That will get him that much closer to the number of delegates needed to clinch the Republican Party's presidential nomination. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro explains, Romney will be a no-show in today's primary voting states. Instead, he'll watch results tonight from New Hampshire.
There's no suspense in tonight's results. These are the first primary contests since Rick Santorum ended his presidential campaign, clearing the way for Mitt Romney to take the nomination. Today, voters will cast their ballots in Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Romney has spent a good amount of time campaigning in Pennsylvania over the last few weeks. That's because it's likely to be an important swing state in the general election. He'll deliver a speech tonight in Manchester, New Hampshire, looking ahead to the contest against President Obama in the fall. New Hampshire is where Romney formally announced his presidential campaign. The state was also his first win during this year's primary and caucus season. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
President Obama may have been taking a campaign swipe at his likely Republican challenger, Mitt Romney, when he addressed students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill today. He told the crowd that he and the First Lady totally relate to their struggles to pay off their federal student loans.
Michelle and I, we've been in your shoes. Like I said, we didn't come from wealthy families. So when we graduated from college and law school, we had a mountain of debt. When we married, we got poor together.
The president is urging Congress to extend a 2007 law that had slashed student loan interest rates to 3.4%. He says if the law expires this July, the rates will double. James Murdoch, the former chairman of News International, has appeared before a British inquiry today to talk about how much he may have known about phone hacking on his watch at the now-defunct paper. Murdoch's son of media mogul Rupert Murdoch resigned as chairman in February. His father is scheduled to appear before the panel tomorrow. The UN observers sent to monitor Syria's ceasefire say they're not fooled. Members have said they're aware that cities they visit go quiet, but once they leave, the violence resumes. A spokesman for Envoy Kofi Annan also says satellite imagery confirms Syria has not withdrawn all of its heavy weapons from populated areas as promised. Ford Motor Company is shedding its junk status for the first time since 2005. Fitch Ratings has restored Ford's credit rating to investment grade. A spokesman says the automaker's assets will be released as collateral once it gets a nod from a second ratings agency. Ford's credit rating suffered when the company mortgaged its assets to borrow enough money to avoid bankruptcy. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 65 points, NASDAQ off 14. You're listening to NPR News. A report out today on home prices in the U.S. shows it's still a buyer's market. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index shows the sixth consecutive monthly decline in home prices.
The index tracks home prices in 20 major cities across the U.S. For the month of February, prices dropped in 16 of them. The biggest declines were in Atlanta, Chicago, and Cleveland. And compared to the same month last year, home prices went down in 15 cities. Sellers did catch a break in Miami, Phoenix, and San Diego, cities where home prices rose during the month.
NPR's Dave Mattingly reporting. The nation's largest life insurer is making good on money it owes to beneficiaries. MetLife has agreed to pay nearly $500 million in a settlement that, as NPR's Giles Snyder explains, involves more than 30 states.
The states are working together in an investigation into insurance companies' alleged misuse of Social Security death records. Regulators say MetLife should have been more aggressive about tracking down beneficiaries. California is one of the lead states. John Chung is the state controller.
If they were trying to aggressively do the right thing, they would have checked the death master file, identified those people who were entitled to the insurance proceeds, and returned the money earlier.
Another state official says a MetLife settlement and earlier agreements with John Hancock and Prudential could force the hands of other companies. MetLife says it's working with regulators and that it will pay about $188 million this year, with the remainder over the next 17 years. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.